Hi guys, it's the dame herself, Edith Yolanda, coming at you live with the late night creep. You know how I do, boo. You know late nights are my getaways, and this is the only time that I have my peace to say my piece. So it is August 16th. Again, it seems like the summer is just leaving. It's just fleeting away from us. But yes, it's August 16th. It's around 2 o'clock in the morning, but this is the only time that I really have quietness. I have two teenagers in my house that run me crazy. I know that much. And so during the days, I really don't get a lot of quiet time. And I mean, that's normal. But when I get my quiet times, it's usually during the late night creep. You know, when your mama be like, ain't nothing open but some lay during this time at night. But you know what? My lays are closed, but my mouth is open. Wait a minute. That didn't sound right at all. Let's just say this. I'm ready to talk about some shit, honey. There's some things that I want to talk about. But one thing that I really, really want to talk about is the Me Too movement, which I'm really not fond of. I had a conversation with my friend and I was telling him, you know, I'm not really too fond of the Me Too movement, and I'm not really fond of the feminist movement. So let's talk about that, and let's talk about being a hoe and just being sexually liberated. Is there a difference? You tell me. It's your girl, Edith Yolanda, and like I said, I'm coming with the dang truth. Let's go. Hey. You know I like Cardi B, y'all. You know, I think that she has blown up because this is her moment in time. And I can't even hate on Cardi. Like, you know, the words that she says, a little crass, a little sharp, a little gutter butter. But you know what? You are a product of your environment. And if that's who you are, baby girl, that's who you is. I can't, you know, it's so funny because, you know, especially in the black community, you get these women that are just like, oh, dear God. Ugh. Like, she's so guttural. You know, you start to like stick up your nose, but y'all the same hoes that, you know, will go to your AKA cookouts and twerk and shit and go to your Delta step shows and play the music. So it's kind of like, y'all get over yourself. Like, stop calling this girl ghetto. Stop saying that she, you know, bought her success. Because she came from the strip club. You can't buy success. She was on, I think it was Instagram Live, you know, very emotional, crying. Because, you know, there are trolls on the internet, you know, calling her all kinds of names and stuff like that. Just get a life. Let that girl live. You know, she's a product of her environment. I am so glad and I'm so grateful to God that she is expanding herself so that she can see what's outside of the hood. I truly, truly, truly fucks with Cardi B. I love you, Cardi. Keep up the great work. You know, don't change for anybody. What I will say is this, is that when Nicki Minaj got into the industry, Nicki turned into a totally different person. I can honestly say when Cardi B came into the community of music, rap, getting into this industry of, you know, the business, this bitch remained the same. She told you, look, it cost a bad to get my teeth fixed. You know, she'll tell you she loves her tits that she paid for. I mean, go get it, Cardi. Go get it. But on a deeper note, on another level, I really wanted to have this conversation because I was kind of hesitant about, you know, speaking about the Me Too movement and speaking about the feminist movement. But I think tonight is a great night to just kind of dig into it and just talk about it a little bit, mainly because I keep on telling people that I don't really deal with the Me Too movement. I think feminists are kind of weirdos. You know, you dye your pubic hair green and purple. You don't shave under your arms. You know, like, that's just not my steez. I'm not here for it. I'll tell anybody that I'm a woman. I love men. I love penis. And I need a man because that's what God put us here for. Women and men, we're supposed to work together. There's certain things that I just feel like as a woman, I don't really want to fucking do. I want a man to do it. And so, yeah, I think that men need women and women need men. And I honestly believe, like, the feminist movement has really kind of, like, fucked up a lot of these millennials and I don't know what's the new term for the people, the young adults that come after the millennials. I don't even know what their names are, but yeah, they're fucked up. I think it's a fucked up generation when you have people that say that they don't identify with anything. They don't identify that they're a woman. They don't identify that they're a man. They don't identify that they're in a relationship. They don't identify if they're gay. They don't identify if they're straight. They're just human beings roaming this earth. You're fucked up in the mind, basically. So let's just talk about the Me Too movement, because I think Tarana Burke is an amazing person. I think she's an amazing spirit, soul, and I'm so grateful that she designed a movement over a decade ago. She had the Me Too movement during MySpace, okay? And it was initially to help Black girls, she says Black and brown girls in the South, who were being molested, you know, sexual abuse amongst young girls, not young women, young girls. And so she, being a victim herself, decided that it would be great to have this nonprofit that would help young Black girls in the South that didn't have an outlet to let them know that they are somebody, that there is help, and that it's not their fault. Because so many times, I think, like, especially in the Black community, a lot of things have been swept under the rug. A lot of things have been shushed, because a lot of sexual assaults and sexual violence occur and happen with family members, right? Our Black mothers are very protective of us. They tell us we can't go out. They tell us we can't play with those boys. They tell us that we can't do certain things. But when it comes down to Uncle Johnny and Cousin Tyrone, like, our mothers felt like they were protecting us, but they didn't really look inside their family to see if their family members were predators. Or they knew that their family members were predators, but they didn't think that they would do it to another child. Like, they thought that they learned it. It could be a slew of things that continues the cycle of sexual abuse, especially among young Black women. And when you think about it, when you look at young Black girls, we develop in a way that really other cultures don't develop. You don't see white girls, Asian girls. You might see, you know, Latin girls that develop like us, because guess what? They have a lot of Afrocentric features and cultures mixed and tied in with their heritage that gives them curvy hips, butts, thighs, breasts. And for a long time, because Black girls develop so in a way that is very curvaceous because of our genes and that ancestral pool, a lot of times they would categorize us as being grown or developing fast and being fresh. Or I know back in the day we would hear fast in the ass, you know, because we develop and we developed in that way. And so a lot of times young Black girls were told that it was our fault that we developed so much that we were kind of tempting these grown-ass men to sexually abuse and assault us. So for a long time, just from a slavery ancestral standpoint, Black women have been under attack forever. We've been under attack forever. And this is why I don't fuck with Me Too that much. Not because of Tarana Burke, who is also a co-founder of Just Be Incorporated. I think she's an amazing person. I think that she really brought this to light, and she started this Me Too movement, but it has gone to a totally different level of white women who say Me Too, who really fucked their way up to the top. Okay, this is where I have an issue with the Me Too movement now, is that there are a lot of white women who made this go viral, right? Because their grown asses wanted to get advanced in their jobs, in their positions, and they fucked and sucked their way to the top. And then when you had that one person that was like, I'm sick and tired of this shit, I'm gonna hashtag it, and I'm gonna put it up there on fucking social media, and now everybody is hashtagging Me Too. So now everybody wants to come out the closet, and now everybody wants to point the finger at the person that they had to suck and fuck to get to the top. And now they want to take everything from these men, whereas these grown-ass women had a right and could say something, but they felt that it was their way to get to the top, so they sucked and fucked their way to the top, or they sucked and fucked their way as far as they could go until these white men wanted their other victims, and they said, nah, fuck you, bitch, I'm going to get another victim that I think that I can, you know, get to suck and fuck me until they dick ride to where I tell them to get off, right? But what happens to those young Black girls that are still being victims of sexual violence? You know what I'm saying? Like, what happens to them? What happens to the women who are female truckers that, you know, have to walk with knives in their socks and tasers and shit just to go to work? You know, what about, you know, the woman who is a maid and she has no one else to turn to because her boss dictates her salary and where she goes and who she works for and all these things. And then you have these privileged women that, you know, decide that they want to hold a press conference and say, you know, I've been, you know, sexually abused. No, bitch, you're not sexually abused. You made a conscious effort to suck and fuck your way to the top. You didn't have to do that shit. You could have gone to HR. You could have recorded some shit. Listen, my mother has had a tape recorder since the 80s that she, private investigator, bitch, you could have done a lot of things, especially when we started getting smartphones and the only thing you had to do was have your phone in your goddamn purse and record a whole conversation of what your boss was saying to you that was inappropriate. And you didn't decide to do that. So whose fault is it? I really have issues with these women, and I have more of an issue because they are, they're saying that these things have happened, you know, 15, 20 years ago, and that they're victims. No, no, no. No, not when just recently, I believe it was in South Carolina, we had a 12-year-old girl that gave birth to a grown-ass man. You're not going to sit here and say that you're a victim when you're 24, 25, 36 years old and you're having sex with somebody just to get to the top or to get a position or to move ahead in your business for money. No, bitch, you're a prostitute. Let's call a thing what it is. A prostitute fucks somebody and gets some money for it. You fucked and sucked somebody and you got some money for it. Bitch, you're a prostitute. You got paid. You got checks. Bitch, you're not a victim. You're not a victim. You made a decision. There are a lot of jobs that I quit because I said, bitch, I'm not doing this shit. You know, you asked me to clean a toilet. Bitch, I'm not doing it. Fucking fire me. Nigga, you asked me to suck your dick. Nigga, fire me. Fuck that. I'm not sucking your dick. I already have dicks to suck. I don't want another one. You know? Like, this is where I have an issue with the Me Too movement. I can't get down with it. I applaud Tarana Burke for the work that she's done, especially in these small rural towns where young girls are, you know, having multiple babies. I was watching a documentary recently on HBO, and it was talking about how these pro-life women are, you know, telling these, you know, young black girls who are poor, dead broke, that they're going to hell for aborting their child, which I think is total and utter bullshit. And I feel like these pro-life people are evil. I feel like they have a special agenda. And I feel that, honestly, that these pro-life people really want these young, poor black girls to have babies because they know that the system is going to keep on returning itself, where these young, poor black girls that are from rural towns of Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, and places like this, South Carolina, are going to have these poor black sons that are going to get in trouble, and then they're going to have their prison industry. Honestly, let's speak on it. Let's call a thing a fucking thing. A lot of these redneck, right-wing, alt-right Christian conservatives are the devil, and they're slave owners. And let me tell you how they're owning slaves. They're putting your young, black, poor children in prison and getting free labor off of them. Let's call a thing a thing. And so I don't like the direction that this Me Too movement has gone, you know, into. I think Time Life did an article with the Me Too movement, and Tarana Burke wasn't even on the fucking cover. The founder of Me Too wasn't on the fucking cover of the magazine. They had all these lily white pretty women on the fucking cover. Where was she? The fucking founder. Where was she with her dark skin, her big lips, and her big nose? Where was she? She wasn't even on there. You want to know why? Because they don't think that we get fucking sexually abused. You know, they don't care about us. They don't care that there's still young girls out here that have 4, 5, 6 kids before they're 24 years old. Let's be honest. Let's be honest. You're talking to the dame with the goddamn truth. And I'm going to let you know how I feel. I feel that the Me Too movement has turned lily white, and they don't give not one single fuck about us black girls. If they did, when that young girl in Chicago was found in a freezer, they wouldn't have closed that investigation. They would have posted her up and gone into a whole big ordeal, just like this little white girl that got missing after she went and wanted to run through the cornfields by herself. And her parents gave up a couple $1,000s to get some leads on where she is. They should have done the same thing to that little girl that was in Chicago that was found in a fucking freezer in a hotel at a party. Y'all forgot about her, though, didn't you? You forgot about her. It's okay to admit it, because they always forget about us. But now, let's go a little bit deeper. I want to talk about this feminist movement. I want to talk about being sexually liberated, or are you being a hoe? It's your girl, Edith Yolanda, with the Dame Truth. Let's go. Hey. Oh, I love salt and pepper. Hey. If I want to take a guy home with me tonight, and if she want to be a freak and get it in the weekend, it's none of your business. You know, like, listen. What's the difference between a hooker and a hoe but a fee? You know what I'm saying? What's the difference between a hooker and a hoe but a fee? Now, some of you are going to disagree with me on this one, especially on this late night creep, because, you know, it is 2:30 in the morning and I am up during hooker hours, you know, but I'm working. This is what I do. I work late. Am I a hooker? Am I a hoe? What's up, guys? It's your girl, Edith Yolanda. Listen, let's talk about this feminist movement, because when I think about feminists, I just think about like Hairy Armpits and Willow Smith. And I'm just like, oh, dear God. Like, stop. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. I love Will Smith. I love Jada Smith. But I be like, yo, you need to shake your daughter and tell her to shave. Like, I'm just so over it. So, you know, I just feel like right now that age group between the age of 23 and 28, I'd say 23 and maybe 30. It's just like a group of weirdos. Like, I thought I would never be that person that's just like, yo, y'all are weird. Back in the day when I was growing up, but I'm catching myself doing that, because like some of the shit that the age group between 23 and 30 is doing, it's just some real stupid, crazy, whack, weird shit. And one of the things that I just can't get down with is this whole asexual, just all the different sexualities, the LGBTQRSTVABC. Like, I get it. I get it, but I don't get it. Because ain't gay and queer the same thing? Like, it's so confusing to me. I'm going to leave that for another day. But let's just talk about this feminist movement, because right now, I think that the feminist movement reminds me of a whole bunch of lesbians that still like to get dick. Like, but they don't want to look like they like dick, but they do. It's like on the DL. It's like, girl, we know you like dick, but you walking around here with a full mustache because you won't go and get that waxed. Then you got underarm hair that you just tie-dyed it. It's purple, it's green, it's blue, it's yellow. You say that you bathe only like 3 times a week, and then you say that you can do what men do and you want to play flag football and all this other bullshit. And I get it, because there's certain things that we want to tell our girls. Listen, you can be whomever you want to be. You can do whatever that you want to do. I get that, but there needs to be a balance. And I feel that there is a pride, there is a joy in being a woman. I feel that God created us, he created us a woman. He gave us something extra that makes us better than a man, honestly. If you want to go there, bitch, we create people. We create people. We push human beings through the walls of our pussies. Like, for real, for real. We're amazing. We're better than men. I mean, let's keep it real. I know that some men might get mad at me now. But bitch, you know that you act like a full-on punk when you get the cold or flu. You don't know how to act. You feel like you're going to die. And bitch, we have babies, nurse them, and take care of your sick ass. Like, we are amazing human beings. When God made man, he saw that that nigga cannot do it on his own. So he created a woman, a man with a fucking womb, to create life, to push 9-pound babies through our cooch. We're good. Like, I think we're good. But with this perfection that God made, my mom would disagree with me because she says there's no human being that's perfect. But God made us perfectly in his image, right? Even though we have some imperfections and things of that magnitude. Bitch, I still think that you should wear a bra. Okay? I think you should still wear a bra. I think that you should do that. I think that, you know, when you want to wear a bikini, I mean, a little itty bitty teeny weeny bikini, you should trim the hair that's coming and reaching out of the bikini. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? I feel that when you have, you know, some, what do they call it? Hirsutism. You know, a full-on beard and mustache. Maybe we should take a little bit of wax, right? Just a little bit. And slide that shit on the side of our face and under our chin. And grab that shit and pull it out. There's nothing there to protect on your neck. There's nothing there to protect on your chest. Baby girl, just go ahead and wax that. Better yet, go to the doctor, right? Go to the doctor and find out, hey doc, why am I growing hair on my chest? And the doctor might say, bitch, you got PCOS. He might say that you might have a little bit more of the male hormone. But bitch, you do not have to walk around with a full-grown beard, okay? And mustache. You don't have to walk around. And let me tell you something, ladies, because I am all for sexual health and I'm all for vaginal health. So if you were to ask me, Yolanda, I don't want to wax down there. I get it, because that's our protection. You might want to let that thing grow out all 70s style, just a full-on bush. But bitch, I just feel like if you're going to wear a little bikini and you're going to be showing people your puss, that you might just want to trim the hairs on the side, because it's not attractive. It's not attractive. Now, we're talking about the physical things, like just what we see with the natural eye. Let's talk about the women who really don't want to acknowledge men in anything. Bitch, if you are a woman, you need men. And if you are a man, you need a woman. There's just certain things that can get done better with a woman and with a man doing it in their roles. I'm going to tell you right now, bitch, I don't want to pick up an 18-wheeler's tire. I don't want to do it. Now, I've seen some of y'all women do it, work out, y'all lift these big tires, and you want to just flip them over. I get it. I don't want to do that. And I definitely don't want to do that if it comes to making a living. I don't want to do that. I don't feel that that is what I need to do on a regular basis as a woman. Now, I know some of you guys are a little bit more tomboyish and you're like, bitch, I'll flip that tire over as much as I want. I get it. But for me as a woman, I want to remain soft. God created us with certain body parts different from a man, that we need protection. We're softer. We're more feminine. I feel like you can have a cause and you can be a feminist and still be feminine and still be soft and still be, you know what really pisses me off? What really pisses me off is when feminists don't want to be called female, but you would rather be called a feminist. It's the same fucking thing. Are you kidding me? Basically, what we're saying is that you being a female, you are a woman. You can create human life. There's certain things that you can do as a female that a man can't do as a male. You know, little things like that, that just really perturb, like, it really sets me off. Like, it's so many other things that we could be doing in the world, like recycling and picking up trash off the side of the road instead of arguing about somebody calling you a female. Bitch, that's what you are. You're fucking female. Get over it. He's a man. He's a fucking male. What is up with that? Now, I know you hear me say bitch and hoe a lot, but it's a part of me that feels like every woman has some bitch in them. And every woman has some hoe in her. And it's okay. And this is the next topic that I want to speak on is, are you sexually fluid and free? Or are you afraid of being sexually fluid and free? Now, I feel like there's certain things that a woman can do and there's certain things that a woman can't do. That you're kind of teeter-tottering on borderline hoe. And I'm going to tell you what it is. Now, let me know. Send me some feedback. You know, I'm always looking for a message from you guys because I want to know if I'm doing this shit right. I want to know if you're listening to me. I want to know if you agree with me. I want to know if you disagree with me. So leave me a message. Make sure you leave me a message. But ladies, I feel like you can have a certain amount of sexual partners. I feel that you can be sexually fluid. You can experiment. You can do certain things that you want to do with your own body. But I feel like you should not hold anybody accountable if they don't want to do the things that you do. If you're with a man or if you're with a woman and they don't want you to be with anybody else, then you have to have that agreed upon before getting into a relationship or a sexual relationship with that person, because they have the right to choose as well. Like, you're out there, you have more than one sexual partner. I don't want to do that because this is a dangerous type of situation. And I totally agree, because I honestly believe that if you are having sex with Johnny on Monday, Pierre on a Tuesday, Dante on a Wednesday, Curtis on a Thursday, bitch, you're a hoe. There's no other way to put it. There's no other way to put it. There's no other way to put it. But I can say this. If you go out on a date with Curtis on a Monday, right? And then you go out with Dante on a Tuesday. And you go out with John John on a Wednesday. But you have sex with John John. But you didn't have sex with Curtis or Dante on that Monday and Tuesday. But you had sex with John John. I don't think you're a hoe. I don't believe you're a hoe. I believe that you wanted to have sex with John John on a Thursday because John John piqued your interest. Maybe John John, you know, did something that turned you on. Maybe John John looks better than Curtis and Dante. Maybe John John, you and John John have been talking for a month longer than the other two. And then you just decided to pop off and go do it. Like, bitch, that's you. That's your vagina. And I'm not going to judge you. But I honestly feel that if you have more than one sexual partner and you're having sex with all these different type of men, especially having unprotected sex, oh Lord, if you are a member of the Maury Povich DNA testing, then bitch, you a hoe. You're a certified hoe. When you don't know who your baby daddy is. I'm sorry. Because I know that this is going to be like rolling over a whole bunch of people's feet. But I feel like nobody told you that these are whole tendencies. Like you didn't have a mama or a grandmama to tell you, baby, that's whole. Those are whole ways. Because maybe your mama and your grandmother were hoes. I'm going to let you know that those are whole qualities that you have, baby girl. I feel like being sexually free and being sexually fluid is fine. But when you start allowing your body to be out there and subjected to different men with different things going on, you are really putting your body and yourself in a dangerous situation, let alone being in a relationship with somebody who might be in a relationship with somebody that you don't know. And they're bringing all kinds of diseases and dangers to you. It's already hard enough to, you know, keep your eye on one motherfucker. But when you are with multiple men, baby, we can't do what these men do. You should not want to do what these men do. And that's another thing that I have an issue with these feminists, because feminists today feel like they can do what men do. No, you cannot. No, you cannot. No, you fucking cannot. I'm letting you ladies know, I don't care what you say. I don't care what you think. I don't care what you do. We as women are not built to have multiple sexual partners and not have some type of emotion tied to that shit. We get in our feelings, we get heartbroken, we get sad, and then we want to rebound with somebody else. I'm letting you know that's not the way to do it, and that's not the way it goes. I love that Spike Lee joint, She's Gotta Have It, because it showed us how Nola Darling had all these sexual partners and she was not satisfied. She wanted one main character to be her man. And what she was doing was, because this one man was married and she couldn't have him the way that she wanted to have him, she had multiple sexual partners. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. In the end, she was unsatisfied. She was not happy. To me, she seemed like she was confused and she was a hoe. And I don't care what anybody says, because I know that a lot of people say she was beautiful and gorgeous and she was liberated and she was free. No, she was fucking confused and she wanted that married man. That married man was not leaving his married wife, and she was trying to substitute with two other cornball niggas. Let's keep it real. Nola Darling wanted that rich ass, fine ass, qualified ass black man so that she could go ahead and get all the painting supplies that she could get for free. Come on now. Let's call a thing what it is. Let's call a thing what it is. She was a hoe. Period. And I definitely am going to call her a hoe, because she knew that he was married. You cannot do these things. I just posted up on my Facebook. There's no way that you can have any type of relationship with a married man and have feelings for him. Bitch, you are the side bitch. Period. Point blank. Period. And so I just kind of want us to really like have conversations that are real, and let's call a thing what it is, and let's not be afraid to call a thing what it is. Okay, it is what it is. My mother said, if it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, then it's a motherfucking duck. Okay, now I'm kind of like, you know, that girl that was raised up in the church, and I really don't want to have a whole lot of sexual partners. I kind of want to experience and, you know, find out things with the man that I love, that I'm in a relationship with, that I've grown with. And so I don't really want to have so many sexual partners where, you know, my husband one day says, damn, how she found out how to suck dick that good? You know, like, you know, I just don't want that, you know, whatever. So guys, do me a favor. I'm going to end this podcast because I'm kind of rambling on right now, but I want you guys to really give me some feedback. Let me know if you like the Dang Truth. I mean, I can't really gauge it. I see that you guys give me applause. I see how many people have checked in my podcast. And I just kind of want to know if I'm doing it right. Am I making you laugh? Am I making you think? Am I making you angry? Like, send me a message and let me know. You can drop a line less than a minute, or you can record up to a minute how you feel about my podcast. Just drop me a line, or you can follow me on Instagram at Hermosa Cosmetics, and you can also follow me on Facebook under Edith Yolanda. It's been wonderful on this late night creep, but I gotta go to bed. I gotta do a lot of running tomorrow, and I'm starting my first day with my physical trainer at LA Fitness. Oh my God, I think I'm gonna have to talk about that, because he called me and asked me if I had any type of ailments or physical conditions, and I just told him, no, I just got fat over a year and I need to lose 32 pounds, honestly. So pray for me that he doesn't kill me tomorrow. Just pray for me. Pray that I stick with it, because I'm paying like $40 a month. I had to give up my Planet Fitness because they serve pizza and Tootsie Rolls at the register. So, yeah. Anyway, guys, it's your girl Edith Yolanda with The Dame Truth. Make sure that you tune in, share my podcast, and I love you for it, guys. Have a great night. I'm going to get back up on this late night creep, see who's awake. If you know what I mean. Have a good night.